So if this is contact dermatitis, it's T cell mediated, right? So it's not going to be eosinophil mediated.
It's
Perfect. Perfect. They like the linear vesicles for contact dermatitis. Like when we're talking about poison ivy, poison sumac, they say someone went hiking and now they have like a streak or linear vesicles. That's classic for contact dermatitis. You just need to know it's T cell mediated, that's all. You have an elderly male who has COPD and he has a loud S2 and he has prominent pulmonary arteries.
Right.
Pulmonary hypertension in this case, like
He
pulmonary.
has corpulmonale.
Yeah, so cor pulmonale caused by pulmonary hypertension. Why?
Everything is now putting more stress on the pulmonary arteries.
Yeah, so in COPD, is it safe to say that you're going to have a degree of hypoxic vasoconstriction? Right. So in any lung disease, cystic fibrosis, COPD, etc., any lung disease where you have hypoxemia that ensues, you're going to have pulmonary hypertension due to hypoxic vasoconstriction. And then that pulmonary hypertension, as you know, will put strain on the right ventricle, and that's going to cause your cor pulmonale. So you get peripheral edema. If you get JVD, hepatosplenomegaly, that reflects right heart failure in somebody who has a lung pathology. That's cor pulmonale. The big point being that your left heart is normal. Okay, your left heart, your pulmonary capillary wedge pressure must be normal for it to be cor pulmonale. Because what's the most common cause of right heart failure? Exactly. So you need to be able to rule out a left heart origin for your right heart failure for it to be cor pulmonale. That's exactly right. So PCWP must be normal. But the bottom line is that in states of low oxygen content, you get hypoxic vasoconstriction, pulmonary hypertension, cor pulmonale ensues. They like that mechanism on the USMLE. Okay. The reason you have a loud S2 is because the pulmonic valve is slamming shut in the setting of the pulmonary hypertension. The semilunar valves are going to slam shut your S2. Your semilunar valves are going to slam shut when the ventricular pressure falls below the pressure distal. So, like the pulmonic artery, sorry, the pulmonary artery or the aorta. So, if you have a lot of pressure in your pulmonary artery, it's going to be easier for your ventricular pressure to fall below, and the S2 will be more prominent. Okay, that's fine. You can go to the next one.
It
And why do you say that?
preranal azotemia? Because the BUN to creatinine ratio is high. Which usually happens in prerenal
Okay, that's
age.
exactly right. That's a You make an amazing point. So you've got a 55-year-old woman who's had vomiting, diarrhea. She's got diabetes. Right, and they tell you that she has a decreased skin turgor, dry mucous membranes, flat neck veins, and so she's clearly dehydrated. Her blood pressure is low, tachycardia, and then yeah, BUN to creatinine ratio is high. That's really good. So that's really important for the step. Okay, you can go to the next one.
It
Good. So ABPA, allergic bronchopulmonary aspergillosis. Good. It's sort of a weird diagnosis, but it's something that you should at least be aware of for the USMLE. That if you get a situation where it sounds like asthma, and they just happen to mention that aspergillus is in the picture, patient will have hypersensitivity to Aspergillus antigen, oftentimes with eosinophilia. That's simply just allergic bronchopulmonary aspergillosis. Mm-hmm.